When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Right over there, that's Ethan Hawke. Ethan, you know, I really enjoy it when you come on the show. I think we have a very interesting conversations, and you are both an actor and a movie star who shares of himself in intimate ways that not everybody is willing to do when they're on panel. Are you comfortable sharing yourself with the public?
I think it's easier.
It's easier just to be honest?
Just to try. Just to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. It just seems to work better for
me. One of the things I respect about you, but for as much as you've done that, we never talk for more than, say, like 12 to 15 minutes at a pop, and it's hard for me to truly plumb the depths of anyone, even someone as good as I am.
Yeah, you're smart.
To plumb the depths of somebody that quickly, my dipstick in and count your oil level, all right? Which is why...
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. Sharing of yourself can sometimes be an uncomfortable
business. Yeah,
that's
true, that's true.
So here's the thing I want to ask, and you can say no if you don't want to.
Right.
Is that we here at Colbert Late Show Labs have come up with something called the Colbert Questionnaire. Okay, it is a series of questions that have been calibrated to aerospace tolerances.
Right.
To penetrate the armor and the protective psychic shell that people keep around themselves so they will not be known. Okay, it's a truth-seeking missile that finds out the true heart of someone. And are you willing right now, in front of America and God and everything, to take the Colbert Questionnaire?
You're going to break my mask.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm ready, willing and able.
Brave man. Brave man. Ethan Hawke, this is the Colbert Questionnaire. Here we go. First question. What is the best sandwich?
Grandma Betty made a mean PB&J.
Keep it simple, baby.
Keep it simple, man.
Now, okay, so are we talking smooth or crunchy?
I want smooth, but I always got crunchy.
Wow, Grandma was radical. Okay, and what kind of jelly? We talking like grape, strawberry? Strawberry, there you go. All right.
My mom gave me the healthy peanut butter. You know, the kind
that you stir?
But Grandma would get the good stuff.
All right. What's one thing you own that you should really throw out?
One thing I own that 97% of the clothes that I own. 97% of the clothes I own, I bought in 1992. Like, this suit is not mine, okay? I like it, and I wish it were mine, but I just keep wearing clothes from the 90s like I'm stuck in formaldehyde or something.
Wow.
Sorry. Yep.
Sure. What is the scariest animal?
Do insects count?
Do insects count?
Yeah.
Yes.
A tick. Hate ticks.
Wow.
Don't you hate ticks?
Have you found a tick? Have you found a tick on yourself lately?
I feel like that'll make me unattractive if I answer, and then people won't like me. Yes.
That sounds like you have.
Yes, I have. I found one on my stomach and on my underarm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did
you... It freaks me out.
Yeah.
I don't like ticks.
No.
Yeah.
Who does?
But I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't have Lyme disease. I'm gonna be okay.
Okay.
I put
gotta get him fast. You gotta get him fast.
I got it fast, and I put the little sucker in tape. You know, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you put the little sucker in the tape, so if it starts to ring up or get weird, you can take it to the doctor, and they can tell you how poisonous or rancid it was. I hate ticks. You asked.
I'm glad to know. This is informative.
Yeah, it is. See, this thing is amazing.
Apples or oranges?
apples or oranges? I like apple pie, so got to go with the apples.
Well done. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes.
Who? Mind if we ask who asked for your autograph?
I asked Kris Kristofferson for his autograph.
Kris Kristofferson. Wow. And did you get it?
I got it. I had the old LP of Silver Tongue Devil, and he wrote, "To Ethan, respect, Kris." And I got it framed on my wall.
Wow. Rhodes Scholar.
Rhodes Scholar.
Yep.
Yep.
Ethan Hawke, what do you think happens when we die?
You ready? I don't think we die. I don't think that we have an understanding of the divine concept of time. I don't think we're any more capable of understanding a clock than a dog is. And I think something much bigger is going on than we're aware of in our day-to-day routines. So I don't think I have the intelligence or the DNA makeup to answer that question.
Favorite action movie?
Die Hard.
Die Hard. While I got you, on the Die Hard, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Legally, I have to
follow
up
with
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Die Hard, you know, it's just so perfect. It's just a great film, you know? It's just great.
Window or aisle?
I'm a napper, so I need to be by the window.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this, or you don't want people to get up to go to the bathroom while you're trying to sleep?
No, that doesn't bother me. I just literally, since I was a kid, you put me in a car, I fall asleep. You put me in a plane, I fall asleep. It's just as soon as it takes off, I start to go like, And if I'm in the aisle, the steward, my legs go out and they kick my leg and they say, "Sir, put your leg back in." I'm like, I'm sleeping. And they don't understand. Did I just reveal too much?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope, just enough. Favorite smell?
My wife. Wow, that makes it sound corny, but you know, that's my favorite smell.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Least favorite smell?
Myself.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Mr. Ethan Hawke, everybody. Stick around.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
I'm sitting here with the director of the new documentary, The Last Movie Stars, Mr. Ethan Hawke. Ethan, most used app on your phone?
Oh. Okay, you know, the phone, that's a very... I understand what you're getting going for here.
I'm not sure if I understand.
Well, I know what you're up to. Because the phone is like this weird secret closet we go to. You know, I don't mean for, like, that kind of thing. I mean, like, it's this, like... I'm embarrassed how much I touch my phone.
Do you touch? Do you get that thing that gives you a report on Sundays about how many hours you've looked at your phone a day? Do you get that report?
I do.
And what's give me an average? Do you give
I
me
don't
an
understand
average?
It. Like I know
what do you mean?
I know this. I don't know. I'm like, why is it doing this? And what counts? Because
you can turn that off so you don't get told.
Okay, good. Well, I don't know how to do that. I need my children to help me do that. That's how you know you're old, right? I just sounded so old when I said that,
sure.
But it's true. And My problem is, what is it counting? Because the thing I do the most of on my phone is I write emails on my phone, right? I sit there on the phone. That's the thing I do.
Sure.
So does that count as screen time?
I guess so. You're doing time on
screen.
Right,
because I tell my kid, like, I don't know. I don't... Most used app...
Do you know how many hours a day you look at your phone?
I feel like it said I look at it 29 hours a day. And I was like,
I only asked because this past weekend it said that I had looked at my phone on average 9 hours and 13 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And that I was 10% down from the week before.
That's kind of like...
That upset me a lot. That upset me a lot.
It's kind of like shrinks, you know, where like if they ask you, you know, how much you drink and you say like, oh, you know, 2 drinks a day, they know you have 6, right? like we lie to ourselves about how much we use our phone. We don't understand it. I hate my phone and I don't want to have a favorite app, but I look at it constantly. I have many.
What is the app? You have to, the rules of the
rules
app,
of the game.
The question.
I guess Instagram. I find that
Instagram?
Yeah.
You like it? I don't do the Instagram.
You don't do it?
I mean, I do, but I don't do it.
It is like being put in a coma. You know? You never
That's
had that,
kind that, of pleasant on a certain
it,
level.
It is, because I don't know, like, sometimes, you know, I'll realize, like, what have I been doing the last 55 minutes? I've been like... I was talking, my wife was, like, telling me something, we got to pick the kids up from camp, and she's talking to me and stuff like that, and I'm looking at her. You know, I'm all of a sudden I go, God, I love bears. She's like, she's like, are you looking at Instagram? Ah, we're talking. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
Right, children.
Yeah, right. This is way too revealing. See, I'm liking myself less and less as
science,
this goes on.
It's science.
It's science. Yeah.
Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs? Do you know my name?
Ethan Hawke. Yeah.
I'm an actor.
Yeah.
I am the star of White Fang. Okay? And you would ask me that question.
Wow.
You would have the audacity.
But maybe you don't like dogs and you're just a really good actor.
I love dogs.
Great. You know, it's my dog's birthday.
Really?
It's my dog's birthday, yeah. You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it? I think this is the hardest question we ask.
It definitely is, because you go like, well, you don't want to ruin your favorite song by overplaying it. But...
All Eternity.
All
rest
Eternity.
Of, oh, sorry. Rest of Your Life. Not All Eternity. Rest of Your Life.
You know, I would have to say the song I have listened to probably most in my life would be the one I would want to continue listening to. And I don't know why, but I have listened to Willie Nelson's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain so often in my life. And if it had to be taken away from me, I would die.
In the twilight glow, I see her.
He does a little better. It doesn't...
I am aware.
Yeah.
I was inviting you to join me, that's all.
Yeah, I know, but I was distracted by your performance. And when he does it, and also the way he plays the guitar is very beautiful. And when he does it, it has this kind of mystical quality. And when you did it, it kind of hurt a little bit. You know? And so I got thrown. Am I being unfair?
No.
Okay.
You're not being unfair. I'm just learning more than I wanted to.
Okay.
I love Willie. Yeah. I love Willie. Have you been on the bus?
I have been on the bus.
How long did you stay on the bus?
What's time, baby?
You don't even have to light up. Just sit on the bus. Yeah. The thing about him playing guitar, which I love, is that often when you hear Willie play the guitar, I feel like, oh, he missed the beat, but he didn't. He plays in his own cadence and his own phrasing is like nobody else. And then he gets it all in this beautiful way.
I mean, he's like Django Reinhardt or something. He's just his own. You recognize, back me up on this, you recognize, when you hear his guitar, it doesn't sound like somebody else is playing. I had the luxury once of watching rehearsal. It was Willie's 70th birthday and they were doing a tribute concert. And I got to watch Paul Simon and Willie Nelson rehearse. Mm. And Paul Simon's just so funny. He's like, they're singing. Paul's like, "You're late, Willie. You're late, Willie. You're late, Willie." And Willie's like, he stops. "Paul, I've been late my whole life.
It's true.
It's going to be fine."
It's true. It's incredible.
What? Maybe someday. What number? What number am I thinking of?
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. I know you. I know what number you're thinking of.
You know what number I'm thinking
of? You already confessed what number you're thinking of.
Really?
Yeah. I said you were raised a Catholic. You said it stuck. You are thinking of the Holy Trinity. Number three.
That's very interesting. Describe... Describe the rest of your life in five words.
The rest of my life in five words?
Okay.
Better than the first half.
Congratulations, you are known.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a five-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so.
So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.